Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Dream Theme Thursday. It is the 27th of July, 2017. Oh, that's cool. It's like 7/27/2017. That's cool. So anyway, there's always these rhythmic days sometimes. Usually when it's like an 18 year, then all the eights start showing up. It's kind of fun. But today I have a couple of dreams, but I think I lost one. I have been looking for it for the last 10 minutes on Facebook, but I have a dream from Miri and one from Chris Kip Woods. And I thought I had one either from Susan or Eliana. I can't remember. I could be wrong. But I was looking for it and looking for it. Couldn't find it. So if it's there, let me know and I can pick it up during the show. So crazy. But I just thought I saw it during the week. I usually copy them as they come in. And for some reason, I probably wasn't in a place to do that. But I got two dreams today and I have to talk about dreams a little bit yet again because I keep dreaming about ingredients for life, like ingredients. You know how like we have ingredients in food? And I'm trying to find this recipe for people, like what people are made of. And I keep trying to find it, but then I keep finding these new ingredients that we never made yet. Like I have to go look for them on Earth because they exist. We just didn't find them yet. But those ingredients make us, look at in my dream because it's a dream, make us taste better. And so I have like this bowl and I keep thinking that I can like make a happy human. And so either way, the other night I was waking up from this dream. And the reason I probably dreamed it is I have a friend who works out a lot and he keeps looking for these like low fat protein bars and we're trying to make one. And so instead of me dreaming about making protein bars, I dream about making people that have like stronger ingredients. And I realized that the stronger ingredients have been in us all that time. So it took me a couple of days to figure it out. It's weird when it's your own dream because I kept thinking of it as, oh, it's because I'm making the protein bars. And then I'm just standing there and I thought, oh, no, I just heard Christ say that everybody has a different recipe. I said, you know what? I wrote that before. I wrote about us all having a different recipe. And he said, and you'll never know all the ingredients until you come home. You don't need to know them now. But you want to know everything. You're like so in tune to people that I want to like know everything, but I can't know everything. This wouldn't be any fun for me or for you or for anybody. But then he talked to me about mystery. And he said, the mystery of life is what keeps us going. If there's any ingredient that keeps us going in life. Not like love or truth or purity, because those are things we figure out, we learn about, we grow to. But it's the mystery of them. It's the mystery of him. But when there is a mystery attached to anything, just like my little recipe search, then we stay interested. We stay alert, we thrive, because we are always and forever going to grow through eternity. We will never know everything. But when we go home, we do know everything. It's just about evolvement. So we may not know what it feels like to be more and more and more and more evolved. So we go and we experience things. We go to different places to experience. It's like going to college and coming home, going to college and coming home. Over and over again, if you choose to do that, because we have free will. But that mystery ingredient I was looking for is the exact mystery that we will not get an answer for, because it is our free will that makes decisions. People who aren't sure who they are and they go looking, if they knew, they wouldn't look. And if they didn't look, they wouldn't find all these answers. And if they didn't find all these answers, they wouldn't meet all these people. So it keeps us together. It's just so interesting to see that. So from now on, when you feel like something is a mystery to you and you want to figure it out and you're looking for an answer and you're like all over the place with it, remember that that is exactly why you're alive. That mystery actually makes you very happy because it motivates your mind to think. It motivates you to explore, to meet people, to understand. When people know I've seen Christ, they start asking me, they used to ask me, not so much now, but in the beginning, they started asking me these biblical questions like they were testing me. And at the time, you know, I never read the Bible. I never read the Bible cover to cover yet. And then I didn't realize there were different Bibles and all of this. So at the time, I felt like I had to answer those questions. And I thought, God, why don't I know those answers? If I saw Christ, I should know everything. And no, I only know on an as-needed basis. Because I'm helping. I'm just doing my job. And it's not that I'm here to clear out the mystery that will always be there, but I'm here to lead you to your own answers. I'm not here for anyone to be dependent on me or need anything from me. I'm here to share this information. And when it was put that way, it helped me cope with this information and this stuff that everybody wanted to know for me to prove it. And I felt like I had to be a dog and pony show and tell them, but I didn't have anything to tell them. If I knew something, I did, and if I didn't, I didn't. There's certain things Christ did tell me, but he didn't ever tell me all of it. And sometimes when I'm like thinking it, all I see is the presence of his smile. That's all I ever see. And in every single time I have ever dreamt of or seen Christ, his eyes were always closed. I cannot tell you what color his eyes were. Eyes closed, mouth closed. I just see the vision of his face and his hair and this cloth around his neck and his hands, one over the other at the waist. I don't see more. Isn't that crazy? So the mystery of life is what came out of that dream. Me looking for a recipe for protein bars brought me all of that in a dream. It's crazy, but dreams are so cool. So now I have one from Chris Kipwoods, and he's like, "Hi, Nadia. Hug. I had a dream where I was shown a projector screen. A slideshow started, and it was slides of colored patterns, almost like sacred geometry. I said while looking at the patterns, well, I'm looking at there, and got no reply. I said while looking at the patterns, what am I looking at here, and got no reply. Then I was climbing in between the wall of a skyscraper, hiding." Oh, that's interesting. Because first you see, I had dreams of sacred geometry before, but I didn't know about sacred geometry yet. And I know that it exists, and there's, you know, every little matrix of knowledge. You have all this stuff to learn about everything. But if you're having a dream about that, all that's telling you is that you are reconnecting with yourself. And the climbing in between the wall of a skyscraper, you know, that's like inside. But if you had the dream of connecting to yourself, you no longer need to hide. Because if you're in between a wall, you're there, you exist, but no one can see you. But in truth, it's you who couldn't see you, but now you are starting to see. You are starting to acknowledge that you are part of not only your life, but a bigger life. Once you break through and you start having dreams like that where things are very precise, it means that you yourself, your emotionality is falling into place. And you're falling into place for yourself and you no longer have to hide. But for now, you are hiding until you can completely fall into place and you will get your reply. You will know in your heart, hey, you know what? I'm ready to face my world now. A lot of times when we get distracted in life through some people, many years of working the same job and not having time for anybody, or somebody who is maybe going through addiction, like you are now, like addiction rehab, or somebody who is just disconnected from themselves, won't let themselves feel. Once they start dreaming like precise dreams, dreams that have like edges, and it's like you're becoming, you're defining you. You may have thought you knew who you were all along, but you also ran away from yourself. Not that that's good or bad, it's just what you've done. And now you're not doing that anymore. You no longer have to hide, and you're starting to come out as your confidence grows in who you are. So that's an interesting dream. And also interesting that it's a projector screen and a slideshow. It's like it's showing you a movie of it. It's giving you a perspective that's objective, that it wasn't about you. This is just a movie. But look, you're hiding in between the walls, and you can come out and play now. And you're ready. You're defining. And as you define and define further, the replies will come from your heart that, hey, you know what? I've been okay all along. I just need to take care of me so that I will know I'm okay. So when you have dreams like that of like almost like the sacred geometry or those kinds of dreams, those are definite dreams. Those are like, you know, when they say, tell me in neon lights, God, those are usually neon light dreams because they're markers. They're telling you, okay, you know, you're ready. You're ready. You're fitting into the pattern of your own life. And that's what that's saying. So good luck to you. And let me know when you hear this because I know you're not listening now. So my second dream is from Miri. And she says, Dear Nadia, I have dreamt a very real dream of one very close person to me not being alive anymore. I didn't see death. I just realized that this person was not here any longer. The dream was so real that even in the dream, I was fully able to feel the whole extent of the hurt and pain of not having this person's essence in my life anymore. It scared me a lot. I have had exactly the same kind of dream before. It is not about death, but about a breakup that followed like 2 years later. So I'm wondering, how do I know if a dream is just trying to teach us about our own soul's missions or if having the dream is a warning that's about to happen? Thank you and love, Miri. Miri, those are hard dreams to have because it's like you already go through all the emotion. At some point, all of us are leaving. And sometimes we do get, they call them like a premonition or a feeling. Because I had one and I was standing with my dad and we were talking in my dream. And my dad was telling me my mom died. And I looked at my dad in the dream and I said, Dad, mom's not dying. You died. She can't leave too. And in my dream, in the background, my mom was walking far away from us in a complete white robe, like a white robe, almost similar to the one I saw on Christ when I saw Christ. And I saw her walking like that. And I literally woke myself up from crying. I was crying so hard in my dream that it woke me up. And then 2 weeks later, my mom was in the hospital, and a month later, I was in Chicago. And she had a brain aneurysm. But I went through all those feelings. And I remember calling my mom and hearing her voice and it made me cry to hear her voice because I thought, oh, good, my dream wasn't true. Because the first time she went to the hospital, she went because her head hurt, and they sent her home and told her she was fine and that she was basically over-dramatizing. And it turned out she had a bleeding aneurysm. But when I heard her voice, I cried because I said, oh, good, I was wrong. That dream was wrong. That was just a dream. But our dreams are really powerful. And then after the 2 weeks, after she went to the hospital and they sent her home and all of that, I was back in the hospital because she actually had the aneurysm. But it doesn't mean that it's bad. I know this is going to sound crazy for you guys to hear, and I think I've said it before. But before someone goes back home, any of us, they know we're coming. That's why sometimes people say things or do things before they leave, and they'll say, oh, you know what, I want to give you something or I want to do something. They don't know yet, but they know deeper inside that they want to leave a parting gift. And when people are the ones that are passing, they think of it different than the people who are watching because we all have this fear of death. Otherwise, we'd all go back home. So when you have these kinds of dreams, you are being entrusted with renewing love with the people that are around you and letting them know. Because when I would call my mom and she'd start laughing at me, she's like, why do you keep crying every time you call? But I couldn't tell her my dream. I was so happy she was alive and I was wrong. But it turned out I wasn't wrong, just time had to catch up to it. But when you have dreams like this where you go through the whole thing, there's two ways this goes. And I know it's scary to have the dreams. I know how I woke up as well. But having these dreams before let you know two things. One, your renewal in your own life, where a part of you that you have outgrown is now left behind and you're grieving it. And you're also connecting to someone because now you can handle certain things that you couldn't handle before. Whether the person leaves or not, we all eventually will leave or things will all eventually change. It's not like you had this dream and now you have to watch out for life and see if anything is going to go wrong. And you know, but you are in tune to a couple of things. One of them is paying attention to this person. But when you dream that someone dies, it usually gives them life. And I think my mom didn't feel alive here anymore. She missed my dad so much that all she wanted to do was see my father, and she did. And I saw her face when she left. I was with her, like in the moment, me and one of my other sisters. And the joy I saw in her face just blew me away, even till now. It's the only thing, and thank God I saw it, that allowed me to cope with her passing. So nothing is ever as it seems. Dying isn't bad. I know we miss people. I know there's certain people, you know, that we know we won't even know if we could recover if something were to happen to them while we're here. But this is the release of fear, of doubt, of worry, of control, of guilt, of anything we could feel. Of anything we could feel. It's amazing that these dreams have more releasing, even though they sound like we are truly getting hit with, you know, this information that's just too big to bear. But honestly, this is like you're an entrusted soul. You're being entrusted with this information. And you're being given something that is allowing you the time to reconnect, to be connected to this person, to appreciate time you have with people. all of these things, every single one of them, gives you a heads up that, you know what, this person may be going home soon. But it may also be a renewal, and it doesn't mean they're dying because you didn't see the death. So just live in the moment. Enjoy this person. Enjoy yourself as well while you are here, because parts of you are leaving that you no longer need. And the other real important, most important part about this dream is to live in your strengths, not in your weaker thoughts. Because our weaker thoughts are of fear. But this dream, like, let you feel everything so that you know that you're okay. Even though it scared you, you handled the dream. So allow yourself to live in your stronger thoughts, in your strength, rather than in your weakness. So your question was, how do you know if a dream is just trying to teach us about our soul's mission, or if the dream is warning us? It's just literally giving you a heads up that, hey, pay attention over here. This person may be finishing soon, or they also have left a part of them behind, and you are leaving a part of you behind, which makes a closer relationship between the two of you. But this whole dream is all about a deeper sense of knowing, a deeper sense of understanding, and a deeper sense of paying attention to that person. It's a scary dream. I understand that, and I know that, you know, you are entrusted with just knowing the depth of how you can feel, because that depth is there now and your fears aren't what they used to be. You have grown quite a bit. So now I have, this is Eliana just put her dream. Thank you, Eliana. I knew it was somewhere and I couldn't find it. So here we go. Last night, I had a bit of a disturbing dream. 3 days after my 19th birthday, my mom died from complications due to colon cancer. I always wore a very light gold chain and a gold crucifix and did so for many years. It reminded me of my mom. I can't remember when I took it off or whatever happened to it. I'm not materialistic, but I do value memorable pieces, and I did so with this chain, but it's lost. For some strange reason, last night I dreamt that I was wearing that gold chain and crucifix again, but the chain was broken and I somehow made a knot and wore it anyway. Once it was on again, it felt as though Christ was on my back, literally, almost like a piggyback. At times his chain felt like a horse rein and was being pulled from behind me, making me feel a bit choked. Everywhere I went in the dream, I felt Christ's presence almost on top of me, pushing me to do something, but I didn't know what he wanted me to do. Christ is just pushing. Angels were around as well, and they all couldn't stop pushing me. It's something I didn't understand, and it didn't feel so great. Dreams never really scare me, but this one woke me up in my mind's eye, but I could still see silhouette images. I had to ease myself back to sleep, saying that I already know Christ is with me and all of us. That's all I remember of the dream. And then she put, I am editing, working, walking my dog at least once a day on a very long leash. Okay, I think that was a different one. So let me finish the first one. What that's telling you, and I know this is going to sound funny to say it, it does feel a little scary. But the fact that you used to wear it and you lost it, or you just don't know where it is, you just don't wear it anymore, it's telling you that you don't need to hold on to anything for your life to be good or for your life to work. Sometimes we do wear things because it is a reminder and it's a crutch and it's a warmth and it's a great memory and it has a lot of feeling for us. But we don't need that. Sometimes we grow out of having to hold on when something becomes or goes from the love to the superstition of fear of not doing it. when it crosses over into the fear part, that's when we lose it. Because now we're like, well, I have to wear this. It reminds me of my mom. Well, as though you won't remember your mom without it, and you have to trust that you're intact and full already, and you don't need anything on the outside to do that for you anymore. That's a freedom. You got released into the freedom of trusting that it's not about being materialistic at all. But when something goes from the love of what you're doing to the superstition that, oh my God, if I don't wear that, then things aren't going to be okay. When you start thinking like that, you no longer need it, because now it's coming from a different energy and you're exchanging energy with that fear instead of with the love that you wore before. It's like someone who loses a ring or something. Oh, you have to have that ring. You don't. You have it in your heart already. And that you can carry and never lose. And the fact that you lost that doesn't mean less or more love. It just means that you wear it for different reasons as time goes on, because you grow. And you have grown, and you no longer needed proof of your feelings. So really think about that one. That's actually a huge dream of strength. It's funny that you felt Christ was on your back, literally like a piggyback. But imagine what that tells you. That tells you that you can carry a pretty huge load. And you have the strength to do it. So when you wake up and you think you don't, or you find a reason why that day needs to be slower, that you actually have the resources inside of you already to do what you want to do. So whatever it is you want to do, Eliana, you already have everything you need. You may not think so, but be creative, because your entire world is set on being creative. And you have a lot more creativity in you. And this dream was kind of shaking you up. Remember my dream about ingredients? It was shaking up your ingredients for different ingredients to rise to the top right now. And so Christ is riding you, like almost like waking you up. You know how when you're on the back of a horse and you have the whip thing and you're doing it so the horse will move or get faster? Christ is on your back, waking you up to the fact that your creativity is much deeper than you know to this moment. And you don't need any sign. You are actually being told, like an arrow pointing you in that direction. So I'm going to read your second dream. We have 2 minutes, because I have a feeling it's connecting to the first one, but I didn't read it yet, so let me go for it. That's all I remember. Editing, working, walking my dog at least once a day on a very long leash. And before you know it, my day is gone. Because of my new computer, I am having a lot of fun editing my film, although time flies and I have to make myself go to sleep or I won't wake up early. Why am I having this dream? If it's as if it's telling me that I'm slacking, but I'm not. At the same time, I'm busy. I'm enjoying myself. The only pain I'm really feeling right now is that I miss my son. Miles has never been away so long. In 2 weeks, God's willing, he will be home. It gives me solace that I know he's having fun, but he did call and that he's missing home very much. Nadia, I can't figure out why I had this dream. Thank you so much. It does connect to the first dream. It's telling you that creativity you have, that fun you have, that's where you're living now. And God is giving you this time alone for you to define Eliana's strength. Not connected to anything or anybody, that you came here alone, you will leave alone, and jump into your resources. Time does fly, and you have time to do these things, so go ahead and do them, and allow yourself. Thank you, Francis, for writing out the whole dream. So awesome. I have 10 seconds, just enough time to say goodbye. I'd love you guys so very much. I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.